Brace the rudders! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started today at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
Catchy tune, right? But don't let the urge to sing along distract you from the truck drifting towards your lane, or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai has over 120 IIHS top safety awards since 2006. Because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't... get your one way. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS top safety awards from 2006 to 2024.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
You just found the most downloaded fitness, health, and entertainment podcast. This is Mind Pump. Today's episode, we're talking about hybrid athlete training. We give you the blueprint. We break it down. We tell you what to do, how to train, the lifts, everything, if you want to be like a hybrid athlete. Now, because of this episode, we have programs that train you to be like this. We have three of them. MAPS Performance, MAPS Performance Advanced, and MAPS 15 Performance. All three of those, because of this episode, are 50% off. You can find them at mapsfitnessproducts.com. Use the code HYBRID50. That'll give you that 50% off discount. Now, this episode is brought to you by our sponsor, MindPumpFitnessCoaching.com. If you're a personal trainer or an online coach and you want to build your business, we have put together the course for you. By the way, our course is nationally recognized and will give you CEUs for both NASM and AFAA. If you're interested and you want to grow your business and you want to learn from us, the best in the industry, go to mindpumpfitnesscoaching.com. All right, here comes the show. Hybrid athlete, this is trending right now. Today's episode, we're going to talk about how you can become a hybrid athlete yourself. What does the training look like to get yourself proficient in all the physical pursuits that'll make you a badass? Let's go.
Oh, I love social media. Yeah, I know.
Does that mean we have to be slightly
the
electric?
The new hot thing. It's like it's a buzzword going on right now. Yeah. The ultimate hybrid athlete.
Yeah. Well, what happened was I was out talking with our editors and I said, hey, what's trending right now in the fitness space? Because they're all in it all the time. I said, hybrid athlete. And so I thought it'd be good. And by the way, this is not new. The term may be trending, but the concept is not new at all. It's an old concept. I mean, we've written workout programs specifically for people who have this kind of a goal, but I think we should kind of define what it means. What is a hybrid athlete? This really is somebody that is able to kind of do it all. Yeah. So they're strong. They've got endurance and stamina, good agility or mobility. They're functional. They're well-rounded, I guess would be the best way to put it, right?
Well, before, back in the day, for Olympic athletes, wasn't this like the first depiction of a real Olympic athlete was the kind of athlete that could kind of do everything pretty good? Not like it excel in just one area, but almost all of the events.
What a great point.
I think look good, feel good, move good, strong.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what comes to mind to me right away. It's just like that. You kind of check all the boxes. You look good, you feel good, you move good, and you're strong.
Yeah, no, that's good. And, and Justin brought up a good point. You know, the Olympics, a really long time ago, what they used to believe the ideal athlete was for whatever sport in the Olympics was somebody who was kind of well-rounded. And then eventually they realized this is not what was best for shot put, was not what was best for swimming or best for running.
Yeah.
So now you have athletes that are
specialized.
Yeah, specialized in one thing and built to do well in one thing. They look like a shot putter looks very different than a long distance runner. It looks very different than, you know, a swimmer. But a hybrid athlete is somebody that kind of can do it all. Now, isn't the best at each one of them. So that's key. A hybrid athlete isn't they're not going to have their max endurance. They're not going to have their potential for max strength or their potential for max agility. Because if you just focus on one thing, you'll get a lot of that thing, but you'll actually lose a lot of the other
trade
things.
Trade out.
A hybrid athlete is somebody that's like, look, I don't need to have my max strength or my max endurance or my max agility, but I'd like to have a good amount of each one. I'd like to be able to be well balanced. And I think it's trending because people identify with that. I think they identify with what that may look or feel like.
Yeah, I think this is a great conversation, because leave it to the internet to bastardize something like this. And really, it's a little, it's a bit nuanced, because you have goals, and I don't want to say they conflict with each other, but don't necessarily complement each other. It's important to understand how to train for each attribute that you want. And I think what happens, what I mean by the internet's bastardized it, is I think they've kind of thrown it all into one basket and feel like, just if you do it all, you'll get it all
at once. Like, and it's this melding of all.
And you might get a little bit of results that way. Like if you train like all those all at one time in a workout, sure, you're going to get some of a little bit. There's definitely a better way to do this. If you want all those attributes that you defined when we started this, there's a very clear way to go after those and to obtain all of them. And it actually doesn't look like doing them all at once. And no. I think that's the mistake, is that people think, oh, you just do all those things.
That's the biggest mistake. So you think to yourself like, well, I want strength, endurance, agility, and functionality. So today I'm going to do all those things all at once. And what ends up happening is you get kind of none of all of them. You might get endurance. You actually might get endurance if you do everything all at once, but you're not going to get strength. You're not going to get agility or power, functionality, kind of a smaller degree. Like the mistake people make is they combine everything all in one workout. What you want to do is you want to train specifically for each attribute on its own. So, you know, one day is going to be strength training. Strength training needs to be strength training. If I make strength training, if I try to meld it with anything else, it's not strength training.
It's not strength training anymore.
No.
It changes the definition of it.
Completely. If I do strength training and I'm like, you know, I want to also have endurance. So what I'm going to do is have no rest in between sets and go from exercise to exercise to exercise. It's just endurance training. I've actually lost all the strength. If I'm trying to do power and I'm also trying to combine that with, you know, endurance, it just becomes endurance and I lose the power. So what you want in endurance, if I'm trying to get endurance from strength training, then it's not going to work. Strength training is for strength. Endurance training is for endurance. Agility training is for agility, and so on. And so a routine, when you look at a good routine, one that's effective, by the way, the best athletes in the world that are looking for multiple physical attributes, that's how they train. When you're an athlete and you're training for strength, it looks like traditional strength training. When you're training for endurance, it is traditional endurance training. So what you need to do is break it up during your week, and then that's going to give you the best results with all of them.
Well, that's how you train if you're being coached by the right people. I mean, we just had our good friend Stan Efferding in, and he had the opportunity to train John Jones. And actually, a lot of these professional athletes that don't have the best coaches don't get this. And so don't be fooled because you see somebody famous or that's a pro athlete that you see mixing all these workouts together and it seems to be working for them because they're a pro athlete. So you think, oh, I'm going to go do that same thing. I think that's part of the mistake. And we've had the opportunity to talk to a lot of elite coaches that specialize in sports or help specific athletes out. And I'd say the most common thing that they all have found is like this, you know, where these athletes are doing it all at once and then they have to try and communicate to them like, listen, we're going to focus on one thing right here and get really good at it. We're not going to do all of this in this workout. That doesn't make sense.
And it's tempting for the athlete because they're going to want to then hire other coaches like on top of that one coach. So they get their strength coach, but then right after their strength coach, they're going to go work with their skills coach. Then they're going to work with their endurance coach all on the same day. And it ends up muddying the actual attributes that you're trying to acquire.
Yeah. And another reason why this is confusing is if you play a sport, if you're thinking of yourself as an athlete because you play a particular sport, what you're probably thinking right now is, well, when I'm playing my sport, I'm using all of them. So if I'm playing a game, I'm using strength, agility, and endurance. Why don't I train all of them at the same time? You'll actually get more strength, more endurance, more agility by training them separately.
Yeah.
And then you practice your sport. That's how you practice bringing them together. So in other words, you've got your different instruments in a symphony that practice on their own and they play together at the same time. Allow these attributes to work together when you're practicing your sport. But when you train each attribute, you do them individually. And a lot of people don't understand that. In fact, really bad workout programming that is for hybrid athletes. Here's how you know it's really bad workout program. That's what it looks like. It looks like deadlifts and then run and then jump and then pull ups. And then it's like, okay, this is terrible programming. That's not how you train for those attributes, even if you want all those attributes. The other mistake that they make is that they do too much. Mm-hmm. Because if I look at just the strength training routine, it's going to look like this many days a week. If I look at just an endurance routine, it's going to look like this many days a week. If I look at just the mobility or agility or functional training routine, it's going to be this many days a week. So what people do is then they just add them on top of each other. Yeah. So like, okay, man, strength training. Oh yeah. I know this great push, pull legs routine that I do. So it's, you know, it's 4 days a week or 6 days a week even. And then, oh, running. Oh yeah. You know, endurance, you know, marathon runners, they run, you know, 10 miles every day. So now I'm going to run 10 miles a day on top of it. And then, oh yeah, you need to do plyo training and you need to do functional training. Well, that looks like 3 days a week. So I'm going to do that on top of it. Overtrain. In fact, people who try to become hybrid athletes overtrain at a higher rate than almost anybody else because they don't realize that, that you're still dealing with the fact that you need to be able to recover.
Such a tendency for them to just want to add and compile that into the workout instead of separating it out and blocking it out. Yes. So you actually have a chance to really learn, and your body needs that opportunity to learn that particular attribute to its fullest degree to then really incorporated it in for the overall. So the one thing I think the smart way to approach it too is like, yeah, skill training is something, you know, you do want to still maintain, you want to maintain that ability to perform your skill, but there's a way to segment it out. So we're not convoluting the workout.
Good way. I'm so glad you said that. So if you're listening to this, cause you want to be a hybrid athlete through workouts, that's not as important, but if you're trying to become a hybrid athlete, because you have a specific sport that you play, you need to have that segmented out to practice your sport because that's the most important thing. You could get very fit, but lose some of the skill of your sport and actually perform much worse. In fact, we have a program called Mass Performance Advanced. The advanced part really is the fact that we allowed for that skills training for specific athletes. But you may be just listening to this and saying, well, it's not really that I want to play a specific sport. I just want to have all these fitness
attributes. I just want to be able to do a lot of things.
I just want to be able to do a lot of things, in which case it's not as important.
But you should be able to if you go about a program and you're that person you're describing, you don't have a very specific sport, you just want to get good at all this, you should be able to measure all that before you go through good programming and see your endurance improve, your mile time improve, your 40-yard dash improve, your strength and your main lifts go up. You should look better, feel your movement should be better. Like if you go about this right, all those attributes should come along for that. And you shouldn't just see, oh, I got a little bit better at this or a little bit better at that. All of it should come up.
It should be measurable,
And measurable if programmed correctly.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's important to track all of those because you can also get caught up with, especially, you know, we said earlier that people do too much all at once and overtrain, is that they don't track their progress. They just track their tolerance. It's like, yeah, I can do all these workouts, but meanwhile, they're not really gaining any performance. I would see this with clients that I would train who did, high level competition. So like the ones I specifically remember were my triathletes, and these were people who were in their 30s. They were, you know, business professionals, but they had time on their hands. They had money to devote to personal training. They took their nutrition seriously. They had done marathons before and you know, qualified for things like the Boston and all that stuff. And they're like, I want to do a triathlon. And, you know, triathlon is no joke. And I remember, you know, the first time I trained somebody who was a legit triathlete who then wanted to do a half Ironman and then eventually wanted to do an Ironman, he came to me and he's like, I don't do any strength training. I just do the cycling, the running, you know, the swimming. Here are my times. I've done it before, but I know strength training is important. I want to incorporate it. And it took me a few months to titrate it down to an appropriate dose.
Yeah,
because the amount of training that he did was so high. What it turned into was literally he would come in twice a week, one day a week with strength training. It was like three or four lifts. One day a week was mobility. Mm-hmm. And that's what it turned into. The intensity was moderate. And then we saw improvements, but it took me so long to figure out how to titrate because I kept, it's like, oh my God, we're overdoing it. I got to keep scaling it back. And then eventually it turned into, like I said, three, four lifts at moderate intensity with mobility work.
Well, the hardest part is their tolerance is so high.
Yes.
Even your average person is guilty of this. We talk about all the time of people overreaching and gauging their workout by what they can tolerate or they can handle. And just the average person does too much of that many times.
Right.
You take an athlete who's been trained to have mental toughness and push through and not give up. And man, it's their tolerance level is so much higher. It's really hard to communicate to them and get them to understand. It's like, mm-hmm. this, I know this seems like way less and you can do way more. This is the appropriate dose.
By the way, I do want to say for people listening right now, we are going to give you a workout. Like, we're going to break this down as we continue going, what this week would look like if this was a goal of yours. But, you know, before we get to that, you know, another mistake that we need to talk about that hybrid athlete-minded fitness enthusiasts make is they don't fuel properly with diet.
Yes.
Now, this looks like two different things in my experience. One is they're just not eating properly, okay? That's a common one. But the other one is that they know how to eat properly for endurance, or they know how to eat properly for aesthetics, and they never train for all of it, and then they don't understand. So I'll give you a good example of that, okay? Because we'll get to the overall better diet, but I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. I've trained people who did mainly strength training and trained for aesthetics, and they knew how to go low carb to get the abs, to look shredded. But then they switched to hybrid style training where they cut back some strength training, incorporate endurance, and they crash. Yeah. And I'm looking at their diets. I'm like, you're eating 120 grams of carbs a day.
Yeah.
That's not going to, that works when you're just strength training and you want to look shredded. Yeah. That's not going to work now that you're running and swimming and trying to improve your stamina. And then on the flip side, I've had endurance athletes who are eating, you know, 80 grams of protein a day, and then they incorporate some strength training. And I'm like, bro, you got to pump the protein way up if you want to build the strength that you're looking for. So you have to fuel properly. And what it looks like is a more balanced diet. It's not extreme in one direction or the other.
I think this is the look good attribute that screws people up. Right. I think if all you cared about was, you know, endurance, strength, moving well, those pursuits, I think you'd be okay. But it's a lot of times this also attracts a person who's like, and I want to look good.
So they go deficit.
And they're going into this and they're like, they know they got some body fat.
Be lean, shredded.
Yeah. They don't look the way they want to look yet. They know they're going to lose some body fat. They do want that very athletic look to them. And so that's kind of in the back of their head. And in their head, it's like, well, I need to cut out all this food or cut out these things I shouldn't be doing. And so they do that while simultaneously doing all these other things. And what ends up happening is they end up hindering all of it, and they don't get the aesthetics they want either.
Right.
So they don't fuel their body properly. You don't get the benefits from all the strength training.
You're not and endurance. Building, you're surviving.
Yes. And so that's probably, I'd say, one of the biggest mistakes made for these clients that want this type of look, feel, and performance. Is because they attach the look piece also. And many times when you sign up for this or you want to do this, you're not quite where you are. You want to be aesthetically. And so that tends to drive your nutrition habits.
Really the only kind of training where you could successfully diet or eat for aesthetics only is a strength training based model. It looks more like bodybuilding. This is where you could really play with the diet to really achieve the aesthetics you're looking for. If you're training for athletic pursuits, you're going to look better if you fuel yourself for better athletic pursuits, not for aesthetics. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let me say it differently. You're trying to become a better hybrid athlete. Fuel your body to improve your performance. You'll look better than if you fuel your body to get shredded or an aesthetic look while training this way. That'll just lead to disaster.
Your goal is to perform at your best. Like, that's your ultimate goal.
And that'll make you
give
you the look.
Yeah, and that'll give you the look as a byproduct. But yeah, it is misleading because if they're coming in with that idea, I want to look this way, then they start manipulating their calories.
That's what happens. That's another type of client I had where I've had clients who they understood bodybuilding or strength training style training. They would lift, you know, 4 days a week. They would manipulate their diet and carb cycle and backload and front load. And they knew how to make themselves look a particular way for summer. And then they are like, you know what? I want to try this sport, or I want to try training in a more balanced way. And they continued with their dietary strategy they had before, trying to accomplish a look, and their performance suffered. Mm-hmm. And they also lost muscle and the conversation I've had, like, look, stop eating for looks, start eating for performance, because that's what we're training for. And then we're going to get more of the look that you're looking for. And it's exactly
what I'm happened. Reminded of our conversation with Rob Wolf and how he was a part of CrossFit.
Yeah.
And how they were doing paleo and they were not consuming barely any carbs at all. And so it was just left and right, like athletes were just kind of dropping and bonking. Mm-hmm. And so they had to really make a big adjustment for that.
Yeah, 100%. All right. So let's get to what this kind of routine would look like. Now, we created a very balanced routine. You could modify this to be more strength focused, more endurance focused, whatever. If you do that, that means you got to take away from one of the others. Okay. So, and we did create this considering that you're relatively fit and healthy. If you're new, this is going to be, it might be a little bit too much. So let's start with the first day. So we're going to break this down like day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, whatever. So this is what it would look like. Day one, you're focusing on strength. You're not focused on anything else but strength. That's all you're doing on day one. Now, what does this look like? Very basic. You're doing four lifts, about 2 to 3 sets each.
All compound. And
compound lifts. We're not doing, we're not going to be doing, isolation exercises, bodybuilding style workout. We're not trying to,
serious sculpt. Rest periods.
We're not trying to sculpt and shape the body. What you're trying to do is get stronger with core foundational compound type lifts. I picked 5 reps because it's less taxing on the body than 15 or 20 reps. And we want to maintain some of that ability to recover for the rest of the week. We're trying to train for strength. Now, the question is, what 4 lifts? I mean, you got your barbell squat, you got your bench press, your overhead press, your row. That's a good 4 combo. Or you could do a deadlift. You could do another overhead press, another incline. Basically, compound lifts that hit the entire body kind of what we're looking at training. And I would always start with the more challenging lift. Now,
the one that you want the most return from, because some of these people are hybrid athletes good point. Are going to be looking for also still somewhat of a look. If you lack lower body, start with your squats for sure. If you have an incredible lower body, but you lack upper body, start with your overhead press or your barbell row or your bench press. That's how I would do that with, because it's a hybrid athlete, because we're not looking for just strength. And like, it's like, what do you want? Well, I'm trying to shape you into this look too. Well, I'm just going to, whatever the priority is, as far as the look, that's how I'm going to prioritize the exercise. That's how I would do it here.
The intensity is like 75%. Okay, so you're going to do 5 reps with a weight that you could probably do 8 reps with, 7 or 8 reps. And you're going to rest about 2 to 3 minutes in between sets. That's what this looks like. For me, what this would probably look like is a barbell squat, 3 sets of that, 5 reps. Then I'm going to move to my bench press. Then I'm going to move to a row. Then I'm going to move to an overhead press.
I love
and
that.
That's the workout. That's
I love this because it's so contrary to what you would see probably most hybrid athletes putting together in terms of their structure of, it's going to be usually going to be 12 to 15 reps. No. It's going to be circuit style.
Terrible.
That's just common what we would
and say. Way more stuff. Like this is what, if you trust this process, if you trust what we do, if you just do this with the other things you're doing, you are going to be strong, mobile, functional. You're going to get all of it. You don't need that much. And if you've been listening to this show long enough, you've heard how little you need to lift weights in order to build muscle. This is plenty to do that.
When I was training in jiu-jitsu at my highest level, 3-4 days a week, this is how I lifted. I go to the gym, do 3-4 lifts, done.
Yeah.
And that was it. And it was great. And before that, I was doing
simple,
too much.
Simple, effective. Yeah.
I was doing too much. All right. So day 2, it's a good idea to follow up strength with mobility. Now, there's lots of different mobility movements and things you can work on. I wanted to make this simple. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, it could be much more individualized and it can be programmed in a way to where you've got more targeted areas. But the world's greatest stretch has got to be one of the best general kind of mobility movements.
Yep.
And I like it in a, it's like you're walking and stepping and taking and moving through the whole
thing. You're not going to get a lot of stretches where you get that T-spine rotation mobility. Yeah. And you're also comboing that with hip mobility in combination with that. And it's also, I love that it too, you can have movement with it. So a lot of mobility exercises I love to do on grass and, cause this is kind of like, appeals more to the athletes so they can get out there on the field and produce this.
I mean, I love that movement. That'd probably be in there. Or if the idea of us putting this episode together is give somebody a really good general idea that could go do this on their own, right? Let's say they're not following one of our programs. Then I probably would, and I'm sticking to giving them great free advice. I'd probably prescribe the Prime Pro webinar that I did. Mm-hmm. I think that because basically it's about 50 minutes long. But I take you from head to toe. So you, and it's basically my favorite mobility movements for every major joint in the body. And so if you wanted something very specific, but yet detailed that you would, it would cover everything, I think that would also be a great direction.
Right. So, so with this though, it's world's greatest stretch. Then you can finish off with static stretching. This entire session should take you around 30 minutes. So give or take about 30 minutes mobility. That's your mobility workout. Day three, you take it off. This is your rest day. Day four is now functionality. I love this. Now, again, we're going general here because I can get much more specific with who I'm working with. But I love the sled for functionality. I love the sled and because you can go, I can push it, I can pull it, and I can go laterally. And I've done a huge functionality work on my lower body with that. And
it really brings you up on your forefoot. And so hybrid athletes too, they consider they're going to be running and doing a lot more endurance. Mm-hmm. And so to strengthen your forefoot, I think is really another like hidden gem with the sled and the mechanics there too, driving it and getting better at sprinting. So there's a lot of crossover that, plus it's concentric. So we're not putting a lot of, you know, excessive amounts of damage to recover from.
Yes. I mean, I think 30 minutes of push, pull, drag, lateral. I mean,
that's perfect.
If you just
moderate intensity.
Yeah. Not, you're not trying to kill it or crush it, but a nice 30 minute moderate intensity of the push, pull, drag, and then and lateral movement in there would be a great complement to what you're doing. And for the hybrid athlete that wants a little bit of everything, you're going to get that from this. And what's beautiful about that is it is another form of strength training, but it doesn't do as much damage as weight training does. So you're going to reap the benefits of a little bit more strength training without adding a bunch more damage.
It's really going to be bolstering the stability of your joints is what we're looking for with this. And then the last day five, is endurance. And here's where you pick your form of endurance training: running, swimming, biking. You want it to be at a moderate to high level for about 20 to 30 minutes. So you want to kind of push yourself. You're not trying to kill yourself, but you are trying to push it and get that heart rate up during that workout for about a good 20 to 30 minutes. And then the next 2 days are off. You take 2 days off, and then you repeat the cycle. With this general workout we put together, what you should see are nice progressions in your strength and endurance. Those are the two things you could probably measure the most, is that you're able to run, swim, or bike faster or further, and you're able to lift more with those core four lifts. And that's how you know you're doing it right, is you see a little bit of progression each one.
I always liked, you know, not giving myself a time. Like, so if I'm going to swim, bike, run, any of those things, I'm not even going to give myself the first time a time. I give myself a time that I need to hit or a distance I need to hit. I'm just going to go for the 30 minutes, push myself, see where I land. And then every time I come back,
beat it a little bit.
Yeah, try and beat it a little bit. It doesn't take much. Mm-hmm. You shave, you know, 20, 30 seconds off each time you come back to that row or come back to that run or come back to that swim. It's not that crazy to shave that. And before you know it, you've shaved minutes or distance you've added on that time, and you'll see major improvement like that. Just little increments like that every single time you revisit that run, row, or swim.
We have some questions. The first one is, what does a hybrid athlete look like?
Now, this is the real reason why I think it's going viral.
Yeah.
Is because they paint a picture of a hybrid athlete that looks kind of like somebody who just does strength training and eats for aesthetics. It's like they're kind of muscular. But the truth is, a real hybrid athlete looks like someone who moves well and performs well.
Yeah.
That's what they look like. As far as body fat percentage and all that stuff is concerned, here's what the data shows. Best performance for male athletes, body fat percentage probably sits around 12 to 15% body fat.
Yeah, I was going to say low teens.
So it's not the, like, you know, 8% that we like to see on social media. Now, of course, those like high-level pro athletes that are just genetic anomalies that look like that. But most people are going to be at their best performance, male, about 12 to 50%. Women, you're looking at, you know, probably 19 to 24% body fat is what you're going to probably look like if you're eating healthy and doing all this. But really, a hybrid athlete looks like someone that can kind of do all of it. They just move really well.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's how I think I would answer, because a lot of the stuff that we see is all gimmicky marketing stuff. A very unique person, you're going to look nothing like them because you're nothing like them to start with. So I would put it back on the client and be like, this, you're going to look like the healthiest, fittest, strongest, best looking version of you. Yeah. I mean, if you train this way, you eat correctly, like we're talking about, You will move better than you ever moved. You'll probably look better than you ever looked. You'll be stronger than you ever did. You'll have the endurance better. You'll have all those things that you want, and it'll be the best version of you. But all depending on your body type, will long belt muscle bellies, short muscle bellies, do you show abs at a lower percent, a higher percent? All those things are going to be different to the individual.
I want to attain a specific look and sculpt my body. Is this the best way to train?
No. If you want to shape and sculpt, then you want to
bodybuilding type.
You're just going to strength train and diet. Like, that's the way to train, to look a specific way. This style of training, hybrid training, for someone who also wants to look good, but really I want to move well. They want to be able to do it all, which I totally get. I totally get that. It feels really good. In the times of my life when I felt like this, you know, it feels better to be able to move well than it is to look a particular way, just to be quite honest. The look part is cool. I guess you take your shirt off, whatever. But to be able to move, you know, and go, you know, play a game and go run and go high into whatever you want and have just kind of be well balanced, that feels really, really good.
Yeah, if you're in good balance and you're strength training and you're also moving around like an athlete, like you're body's gonna, you know, benefit from that, and so it's you know, the overall look of that is gonna be it's a good look. You look athletic, but I think with the misconception is that we're getting portrayed a lot of these like really muscular athletes as like this is the hybrid athlete,
and it's
just misleading is all.
You remember when they did the did you remember the Reggie Bush when he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated? You know, we highlight them as like these like
genetic anomaly.
Yeah, it's like did you just people? Yeah. I mean, there's certain people that
he just do push-ups.
Eat whatever he wants and do whatever, and he looks like, I mean, and probably hardly ever weightlifted and then still looks like that. So it's like you can't go off of what social media or the marketing is telling you're going to look like. But if you care just about a look and sculpting, that's bodybuilding. I mean, there's programs for that. There's a way to diet for that.
Yep, that's best way to do it.
Unique to somebody who wants to do it all. If you say you want it all, I want to look good, I want to feel good, I want to move good, I want to be strong. Well, there's other factors now that come into play, and everything, and there's, you got to give a little bit. Like, you're not going to look like Mr. Olympia and then also be able to run a mile really well and swim really good. Something's got to give.
How can I train like a hybrid athlete with minimal time?
You know, in the past, I would have been like, oh, I don't know what that looks like. But I know very clearly what that looks like now. We actually wrote a program called Maps 15 Performance. What it looks like is a little bit every day.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like 15 minutes of working out every day, strength training or mobility or some endurance work. That's it. You're just doing a little bit every day. Again, we wrote a program specifically around this. So rather than just doing 4 days a week, like we just said, you're training more like 6 days a week, but it's very short.
Just got to get the right dose, and that's what we have written down.
Well, look at what we just recommended, only an hour for major lifts, an hour of lifting one day of major lifting, you know, and then maybe some sled work. If you just divide that over 6 days, broken up in smaller, I mean, 15, 20
minutes. Similar.
Very, very similar.
Yeah. So, by the way, we have programs that are specific to this. We have MAPS Performance, which is really about developing the kind of performance that we're talking about in this episode. Then we have MAPS Performance Advanced, which allows for you to insert your sport or your particular skill that you do, so you can incorporate that in your routine. And then we have MAPS 15 Performance, which is you have minimal time, but you like to train like we're talking about, like a hybrid athlete. So Performance Advanced, 15, MAPS 15 Performance. Because of this episode, every single one of the ones I just mentioned is going to be half off. You can find all of them at mapsfitnessproducts.com. Use the code HYBRID50 for the 50% off discount. You can also find us on Instagram. Justin is at Mind Pump Justin. I'm at Mind Pump DeStefano. Adam at Mind Pump Adam.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. If your goal is to build and shape your body, dramatically improve your health and energy, and maximize your overall performance, check out our discounted RGB Super Bundle at mindpumpmedia.com. The RGB Super Bundle includes MAPS Anabolic, MAPS Performance, and MAPS Aesthetic. 9 months of phased expert exercise programming designed by Sal, Adam, and Justin to systematically transform the way your body looks, feels, and performs. With detailed workout blueprints and over 200 videos, the RGB Super Bundle is like having Sal, Adam, and Justin as your own personal trainers, but at a fraction of the price. The RGB Super Bundle has a full 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can get it now, plus other valuable free resources at mindpumpmedia.com. If you enjoy this show, please share the love by leaving us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes and by introducing Mind Pump to your friends and family. We thank you for your support
And until next time, this is Mind Pump.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Join the magic when you stay at a Disney Springs Resort Area Hotel with room rates starting at just $85 per night. Enjoy benefits like early entry to any Walt Disney World theme park and free shuttle service to the parks. Explore thrilling rides at Hollywood Studios or visit Disney's Animal Kingdom for incredible attractions, exotic animals, and more. Book your stay at DisneySpringsHotels.com and experience the magic. That's DisneySpringsHotels.com.